This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. Southwest Airlines reached a last-minute deal with the FAA yesterday to extend the deadline for replacing unapproved flap exhaust gate assemblies on 82 of its 737s. The NTSB has issued 19 recommendations intended to reverse a surge in fatal helicopter medevac accidents. The Obama administration is continuing a Bush-era policy which allows U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to seize and keep the computers, mobile phones, and cameras of U.S. citizens re-entering the country for up to a month while they browse your personal files and financial records, with no requirement for just cause. The ACLU is not amused. NBAA will honor King Schools founders John and Martha King with its American Spirit Award for representing business aviation before Congress and the TSA. Arnold Palmer will be among participants in the opening general session for NBAA 2009. Cessna has delivered the first customer Citation 10 to be fitted with elliptical winglets. The upgrade is available through 9 service centers in the U.S. and Europe. Airbus just delivered the 4,000th A320 family airliner. It's an A319 for Brazil's TAM Airlines. There's now a version of the PS Engineering audio panel with built-in MP3 player for Avodyne's Integra Release 9. The Indian government says it's lost contact with its first moon probe, which sent back 70,000 images since its launch in October of last year. And at least one space author suggests the real answer to mounting affordable missions to Mars is to find astronauts who will volunteer for a one-way trip. He predicts finding those volunteers will be surprisingly easy. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, it's the second part of my conversation with Steve Masters, president of the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.